Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanzis right here on 720 WGN. Tammy Duckworth is joining us. She is a congresswoman from Illinois who wishes to be United States Senator. She is running against Mark Kirk for the junior Senate seat right here in Illinois coming up in November. Thank you very much for being with us, Tammy. We talked to your opponent. Was it last week? Early last week, I believe. And now it's your turn in the barrel. Congratulations.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Ro. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. All right, so let's talk about, one of the things that I think we're finding interesting about this election year is that it's not, obviously, I don't have to say it, like any other election year we've ever seen before. And it does appear that the electorate is, I think politicians are finding them to be cranky, to not be what they expected them to be, and upset by the fact, I think one of the biggest issues is this wage issue, that people are working harder and making less, and the recovery may have been good for Wall Street, but not so much for Main Street. So what do you make of that?
I think you just put your finger right on it. I've been traveling all over Illinois. I'm on my way down to Springfield at the State Fair right now. So this time tomorrow, I'll be eating a pork chop on a stick, I think, or something on a stick. But, you know, I've been in Granite City where the steel mill shut down 2 days after Christmas. You know, I just passed Bloomington on my way south where the Mitsubishi plant shut down. Again and again, people are saying, I hear the economy is growing, but it's not showing up here at home in Illinois, especially. And people are worried about making sure that they have a job next week or next month. They want to make sure they can afford, you know, college for their kids. I mean, University of Illinois this year, in-state tuition, living in the dorms on a meal plan is $30,000 a year. Who can afford to write a check for that? And so as I get out, talk to folks, they want to know about the pocketbook issues and what we're going to do to help stimulate the economy and what are we going to do to make college more affordable. And that's really been the center of my campaign.
Well, what are Democrats going to do to make the economy better? Because the one thing I'm seeing right now is this, obviously both sides agree on they're worried about TPP, they're worried about trade deals. It's interesting the Republicans and Democrats, or the leads, the presidential candidates, rather agree on that. It's tax practice which seems to be the difference here. I don't know if raising taxes really creates more jobs. In my life's experience, that isn't the case.
Yeah, well, you know, I focus my time in Congress on going after waste and fraud in federal spending. I was able to help recover about $4 billion for the taxpayers when I wrote legislation to change how the Department of Defense buys camouflage uniforms. Medicare admits that they pay out about $60 billion a year in wasteful and fraudulent claims. That's why I'm co-sponsoring a bill with Peter Rostam, a Republican. You know, we ran against each other in 2006, but we agree that, you know, there's a lot of waste and fraud in government. So this Crime Act is going after the waste and fraud that's in Medicare. I think also we can do better in terms of investing in things like infrastructure. You know, we need to put some money into fixing infrastructure here in Illinois and across the country, and that will bring jobs into the local area. It's going to boost the economy. But we need to find it by cutting back the waste and the spending that happens in government, but then also making sure that we hold, you know, big corporations accountable. These corporations that want to go overseas and you know, make use of our roads and our police and our firefighters and the free public education we have for their workers, and then turn around and say, we don't want to pay our fair share of taxes when local businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, you know, pay their share. So it's multi-pronged. Like, we need to invest. We need to cut the waste from government. And then we need to make sure that we hold large multinational corporations accountable. And this is where I differ significantly with Senator Kirk. He supports businesses sending jobs overseas. He supports allowing them to repatriate to send their profits overseas. And that's not fair.
Congresswoman Duckworth, I want to ask you about that in terms of the differences between you and Senator Kirk, because Senator Kirk is a moderate Republican. He's not voting for Trump. He's made it very clear he's not supporting Trump, and he's also not on the same page as more conservative parts of the party on a number of other issues. So it seems sort of like we're sometimes it's difficult to differentiate in a big picture way between the two of you and where you stand. You just pointed out a couple of things there, what you see as differences. What would you say, is there a philosophical difference, or is there a major way you would say you differ and you would, in this position, do something differently than Senator Kirk?
Well, I think that, my opponent has time and again done what he thinks is politically expedient. We don't know where he stands on the present issue because he said he endorsed Trump after he called women fat pigs and after he called all Mexicans rapists, and he changed his mind after I held him accountable for saying, well, you know, that's, you're supporting a racist president, then he turned around and
Congresswoman, with all due respect, I don't recall him endorsing Donald Trump.
No,
he
said he would support his party's nominee, and
right.
Then as Trump started to unleash these things, right. He said, well, I can't now
right.
support
right.
my
I
party's
that's
nominee.
Fair, that's
he didn't
a more
say,
fair way of saying that.
He didn't say I support Trump.
Fine. No, that's fine. But then he said that he was going to write in General Petraeus, and after I pointed out that General Petraeus lost his treaty clearance because he gave over 300 classified documents to his mistress and probably couldn't receive a secret briefing as president, he said, okay, then I'm going to write in Colin Powell. But then he backtracked on that yesterday, and now he's back to Petraeus. So he's not been serious about something that is of incredible importance to this country. But you ask, what's different? I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I think that students who have student loan debt should be able to refinance that student loan debt the way you and I and anyone else can refinance a mortgage to a lower, to a lower interest rate. Senator Kirk voted against that at a time when we have students who are drowning under student loan debt, who can't even dig their way out and have to move back in with their parents because they can't even afford rent, let alone saving money towards their first home. He thinks that, we should maximize the amount of money that banks make at the expense of students. And I think there is a basic difference that would actually put money back in the pockets of working families and young people just starting out, and he's opposed to it. He also, supports large corporations moving, going overseas and moving jobs overseas. When we had the whole great repatriation issue, with the threatening of several large corporations that they want to call themselves foreign companies and not pay taxes here in Illinois, he said that those corporations were doing the responsible thing for their bottom line. And I think that if you are here and you take advantage of our road system and our public security system, with our police forces and our firefighters, then you should pay their fair share, because businesses in Illinois can certainly pay their fair share. Medium and small-sized businesses certainly do. You can count on Mark Kirk to do whatever is expedient in an election year, but at the end of the day, he's not been across the state. I've been traveling the state significantly, and people have said, we haven't seen him. He's been our senator for 6 years. He's never been here. What you can count on me is to do exactly that, to travel, to be out all across the state, listening and talking to people, and really trying to implement policy changes that will make a big difference. For everybody from our manufacturers to our farmers to students who are just trying to get by as soon as they graduate college.
All right. Well, Congresswoman, we'll be talking to you again, I'm sure, before the election. We only have 3 months left of this. I'm kind of done.
84 days.
Yeah, I'm sort of done now.
It's both so near yet so far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of runway still. You're
yeah,
right.
There is a lot of runway. And I'm sort of like, I was over this about a year ago, and here we are. So I'd rather talk about Brian Lochtke.
Oh, my God. Did he not get robbed in Rio, right? I've been glued to the TV with
I don't think he did. I know, Congresswoman, I don't think he did. I'm going to tell you right now.
His dad says, he told the AP, he's shopping for a new wallet
that
as we speak, and he's in the United States, so he doesn't have his wallet anymore.
Right.
That's what his dad said.
Right. What I want to know is the one guy who's still there who has to get out of the country now.
That guy.
How is he going to get out of the country?
Well, I think the most important news out of the Olympics is really the effect of Title IX, right? With all of these fabulous women
yes.
who are just ruling the Olympics.
It's inspiring.
And like girl power for this entire Olympics. So, I mean, amazing. And we just have a native Illinoisan, I think, just won the steeplechase.
Spoiler alert, Congresswoman. Spoiler alert. I want to watch that.
Everybody's getting alerts on their phones.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm just so proud, which is from Algonquin, which is right near my congressional district. Sorry.
How cool is that?
My God. And then the other...
Gotta be proud.
I'll tell you, the good thing about this guy who's got to get out of Brazil is he's a swimmer. So he's got that going for him.
He has several different ways to get
right.
out. Fagan is his name.
If he can somehow find his way. I don't know. This is there are a lot of Illinoisans, though, that is to your point, Congressman. And what a fun to the issue of women, the gymnastics team, they set a record, and specifically Simone Biles set a record that beat a four-decade-long record set by a Russian woman for most amount of medals in their first run. So
she's just incredible. Yeah. And coached by a Lane Tech graduate, Chicago native, Amy Borman. So we got all kinds of reasons to root for her.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck. And if you get a request across your desk to try to get a guy out of Brazil, don't do it. I want to know the answer to this.
Call us first.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I'll be sure to let you guys know.
Yeah. Thanks, you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
I didn't want that. I don't want it. That's the last thing I need.
What?
Dude. Can you imagine right now, Lochte, like, calling his friend who's still in Brazil? Dude, this is so bogus. I got out, man.
How is Lochte the smartest one to get out? That sort of surprises me.
He had to have somebody around him, right, that told him, you should leave now.
You might want to get out of here.
No, but the dude's got my money. I want my money back from the dude. This is like the Hangover, but real.
But real. When you're talking about authorities and the Olympic Committee trying to make excuses for everybody, and that one guy is still, Jimmy is still there. What's his name? Jimmy Fagan.
Jimmy's there, man. Yeah. We got to get Jimmy out. How are we going to get Jimmy out, dude? How are we going to get him out? I really don't care.
I'm not sure.
He's my guys. They're my bros. We were going to go like traveling around the world. We're going to go to Thailand and check out a sex show.
Right after he changes his hair color.
After my hair grows back in.
Which is a big priority, according, if you look at his tweets.
Get a new wallet and buy a new hair, too, dude. All right. Violetta.